USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today addressed the media for the first time. Now, this was after his 13 hours he spent in North Korea preparing for the upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo talks about how the meetings went.
Just yesterday, I returned from Pyongyang, where I had productive discussions with Chairman Kim Jong-un in preparation for President Trump's summit with him. It was an honor as one of my first actions as Secretary of State to negotiate the safe return of three U.S. citizens and bring them home to freedom.
Earlier today at the White House, President Donald Trump said now is the time to act on high prescription drug prices.
Our plan bans the pharmacist gag rule, which punishes pharmacists for telling patients how to save money.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it could also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Netflix is warning users about a new email phishing scam. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
This fake email says, quote, your Netflix membership is on hold. If you fall for it, it will then proceed to steal your credit card details. The email threatens victims with alarming language and account suspension if they don't give their credit card info. Researchers at Malwarebytes say it's a, quote, fairly sophisticated scam that uses a security certificate and a website that really looks like a legitimate Netflix login screen. But they say don't fall for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starbucks Executive Chairman Howard Schultz now says Starbucks stores will have their bathrooms open to everyone, regardless if they've made a purchase. Schultz's comments follow the arrest of two African-American men at a Starbucks last month who had asked to use the restroom without making a purchase. And your final numbers on Wall Street for the week: the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 91 points to close the week at 24,831. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Oil prices are mainly flat today after reaching three-year highs. Now, what does this mean long-term, and what does it mean short-term? Well, economist John Tamney joined me earlier, and he talks about why this needs to be a huge warning signal for folks.
It's a flashing red signal. Let's be clear. Oil is not suddenly scarce. What this is a reflection of a very cheap dollar. When the dollar is weak, oil rises in price. This has negative implications beyond the prices we pay at the pump. When the dollar's weak, there's less investment. Without investment, you don't have new companies, you don't have new jobs, and so people are unhappy because they're earning less, plus everything costs more. This is dangerous. Presidents that oversee a weak dollar invariably oversee a rising oil price, and their economies falter on this every single time. Look at Nixon, Carter, George W. Bush. It's very, very clear. We need to be watching this.
The latest list of America's most popular baby names is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.